We've got a special guest, Cherry Drops in. Morning, Cherry Drop.
Morning.
You're not going to tell me off for calling you Cherry Drop?
No.
Well, because you did just now.
Yeah,
you
did earlier, didn't
you? Know, you've got it on your Facebook page as you are Cherry Drop. And if I call you Cherry Drop, you had a moan. And I'm thinking, right, I'm not allowed to call you Cherry Drop and we're friends on Facebook. How's that?
Well, I'm being nice now.
Why Cherry Drop? What does that mean?
When I was at college with my best friend, we had a thing for Skittles and Cherry Drop, like sweets.
Okay.
Oh,
and she loved Skittles and I loved Cherry Drop, so we used to...
Is she Skittles?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, it's like a little comedy double act, isn't it? Skittles
so,
and Cherry Drop.
Emma.
Yes.
Why are you here?
Well, on the 25th of October, my hair salon at Ebony Hairdressers in Northwood on the end of Pallance Road will be doing a pink day for breast cancer awareness.
Brilliant. So that is that little place that gets mistaken for the post office for
it
many
is
old people.
Yes.
Who need their eyes. And perhaps you would have opticians down there as well.
Well.
You'd have an optician there. People would go, is this the hairdressers? So that's on October the 20th.
October the 25th.
And that's, is this a national event that's going on and you're joining in?
I think so, yeah. I mean, GHG are also sponsoring it as well because they've got special limited edition pink diamond straighteners, and £10 of each donation, or £10 of each
cost
thank
yeah,
you
yeah.
will go to breast cancer awareness, so they're okay. Sort of sponsoring it all as well.
Well, that's really lovely. Is there a reason why any one particular person said, look, we're going to get involved with this, or is it, hey, look, it's the best thing to do, it's an honest
thing
to
do? I don't
know.
I think it's just sort of getting out and helping people that have got
excellent.
So
there you are. You're on the main Northwood Road.
Yes.
So if you pardon the expression, when you get to Northwood Garage, if you fork off to the left,
yep.
Okay, you bear on, you go, and you go round, and then if you were going to turn off to go down to Gurnard Pines, it's right there, right on that crossing there.
Yeah, you've got like Pallance Road and Cockleton Lane, and we're literally on that corner. So.
Cockleton Lane. I remember it now.
Yeah.
So this is obviously going on working hours, office hours?
Yes.
Nine to five?
9 to 5:30 on Friday. Anyone that wants to come in and have some pink put in their hair if they're feeling brave enough, half the money from that will go to breast cancer as well. So,
do you know, I don't dyed my hair since about 1984. It went green for some reason, and I look like Billy Idol that had had a cold and gone like that. So
more
pink,
like Kermit.
I'm thinking,
you feeling brave, Ian?
Yeah. Now, how much are you going to charge me? How much does it cost to come down and get a pink streak put in?
Depends on how much you want done.
He doesn't need a lot.
There ain't a lot there, is there? To be honest.
What's the price per hair?
Depends on how many you want done.
Yeah. And is this all about having pink put in your hair, or is it someone coming in and having their hair done on that day and the contribution going to from that?
No, it's if you have the pink done, then half the money from the pink will go to breast cancer. So, yeah.
Interesting. So hopefully we have lots of people walking around with pink streaks in
their hair. Yes, hopefully. If you're feeling brave enough, come in and have some pink put in.
How would it work on someone like me who's got really dark brown hair?
You'd have to have it bleached first.
Oh, okay.
Whether you just wanted one flash or a couple of flashes put through, we'd bleach it up and then we'd put a semi-pink over the top.
I like the bleach it up thing, you know, that sounds really street, doesn't it? Bleach you up, mate.
Perhaps you could just do those grey ones.
Shut up, Ian.
Because they'd be easier to do, wouldn't they?
Oh. Do you know what? We were at school together when we were 13. Look at us now, middle-aged and grey, with spectacles on and everything drooping, eh?
Yeah. Everything drooping. So what about these pink cakes that I'm hearing about as well? Is your gran's getting involved?
She is, yes. She has offered to make us some pink cupcakes to sell as well.
Excellent.
So all money from the cupcakes sold will go into the pink bucket as well.
So can we safely say that it's not just come in and have your hair done, you could actually come in, buy a cake and donate?
Yeah.
So, you know, there are people out there that might sort of mistake you for the post office like they do, and you can sort of say, yeah, look, for once, come in and be useful.
Yeah.
Buy a cake, put some money in a bucket, it all goes to a good
definitely.
A good cause.
Yeah.
Have you got a Facebook page that
we
can
have,
find more details?
We're on Ebony Hair. We have got a website as well, which is ebonyhair.com. co.uk, I think.
Well, let's hope it is. Is it written down on this bit of paper that I stole off you?
No.
It's not. That's whoever told you to tell you... Well, they say you had to be word perfect, don't repeat yourself.
Yeah.
Well, they actually wrote down duff information telling us the wrong day. Do you want to name and shame?
No, I better not.
All right, okay. It's your boss?
No.
Joe,
all right, okay.
This is actually our new assessor and senior stylist, Joe, so...
Oh, we better be nice, then.
Yeah.
Hello, Joe.
Right, Joe. Better be nice.
You're lovely.
So, there is a website. Just go over that website again.
Ebony Hair on Facebook and ebonyhair.co.uk on the internet, so...
Is that the only one, or is it a branch of many, or is it just a local firm?
Our boss has actually got a new salon in Yarmouth, Ivory Hair. And that's been open just over a year now, so they're doing quite well.
Ebony and Ivory.
Ebony and Ivory. Do you know what makes me laugh? Just to digress a little bit. Ebony and Ivory, you just sung that lovely line of living together in harmony.
Yeah, yeah.
When they actually recorded that, they were in different studios in different parts of the world.
Did they like it? They hated each other.
No, I think it was Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder, wasn't it?
Was it? Why did I think it was him and Michael Jackson?
No, he did The Girl Is Mine with, you know, that was... Sorry, we digress just a little bit.
Okay. But Living Together in Perfect Harmony, isn't Harmony the name of a hairspray? Yes. So you could have Harmony Hairspray.
Is he wearing Harmony?
Yeah.
Is he wearing Harmony?
Yeah.
So just to recap then, Friday the 25th, it's Go Pink Day, if you like. What's the correct terminology?
I don't know, really. I'm guessing it's Breast Cancer Awareness Day, really.
Okay.
Can I ask, in case anyone's not that brave, can you do like a pink extension?
We haven't got those in personally, but we probably could order them in for after the day.
Okay.
So,
yeah.
I'm guessing that, you know, a lot of this is fun. It's supposed to be a fun day.
It is, yeah.
We've got a guy here, Tony Bray, his name is, and he's got the hairiest ear rolls ever.
Oh, yeah.
I reckon we should try and get them done pink.
Pink. Everyone's
what do you think?
I think it could only be hair on your actual head, not...
Eyebrows?
On your ears.
Chest?
No.
Oh, what a shame.
No.
What a shame. He's got
toes.
Some blimmin' good nasal hair as well.
Knuckles.
So, yeah.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, look, I hope it's a massive success. I'm sure it will be. And is there anything else you want to add? Do you want the script back?
Thank you, yeah.
We took it off you because we don't like
scripts.
Well, the
salon will be decorated pink and all staff will be wearing pink as well, so...
Fabulous.
Excellent.
It should be a really
rosé
fun day.
Wine, pink champagne, pink gin.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
I'll suggest it to my boss and see what she says.
Yeah, wine and cake. I'd come along.
Okay.
Hey, look. It's really nice to see you again, because I did your 13th birthday
you
disco.
You did, yes.
You old perv.
Long, long time ago. I've given it up
not
since.
Not that long.
It is. It's a long, long time ago. She's in her 30s now, aren't you?
No, I'm not.
She's not.
Anything else you want to add before you go?
Thank you very much for inviting me in.
It's a pleasure.
Oh.
And now means you've got to go back to work. And are they listening at work?
I don't know if they will be at the moment, but I will be giving them the link to listen to it if they did miss it. So
okay.
I won't be happy if they did.
Because if they're not listening, you could find out whether they're not and you could now disappear uptown for an hour and say, no, I'm still on air.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We could
say hang around for an hour, couldn't we?
Well, no, my boss has definitely got internet at work, so my boss might be listening. So.
Okay. Well, we could say just stay and listen, then you could nip up to TK Maxx, that's what I do.
So, please support the event 25th of October. If you're going through Northwood, go to the post office and say, oi, where's the Awareness Pink Day? And they'll tell you next door.
And can I have a stamp? Just to wind them up.
No, you head for Ebony in Northwood.
Yes, Ebony in Northwood.
Ivory's not doing it then?
No.
Right, okay.
No, it's just Ebony.
They're not working in harmony, are they? Maybe next year. We'll take a quick break. We've got another special guest coming in, but thank you, Emma, and good luck. All
thank
right.
you.
Bye.
It's